Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
All right, our listener Abigail is choosing her own adventure this weekend. She's got a very difficult decision to make. Which road to go down? Does she go to a very important work conference, or does she go to support her boyfriend, who she loves a lot and wants to give him some support because her boyfriend's relative passed away and he's got to go to a funeral? Hey, Abigail.
Hi.
Okay, do I have that right?
That's it. You nailed it.
All right, let's stack it up. So let's look at both sides here. Tell us about the work conference. Tell us about the boyfriend.
Yeah. Well, the work conference, it's significant. It's a big deal. I've been invited. I put a lot of work into this. It's with my boss and two senior colleagues. This is a chance I've really been working hard for and waiting for, and being included is a really big deal for me and my career. I'm just unsure if it's the right thing to do right now, and it's kind of like down to the wire. I'm supposed to leave tomorrow, like less than 24 hours for this trip. And sadly, you know, my fiance's grandfather passed away, and they were so incredibly close. The funeral is also Saturday, so I'm really torn between, like, you know, do I go and attend this opportunity I've been waiting for, or do I need to be here to support the man I'm supposed to spend my life with, you know? Attending the conference, it's a professional milestone, and I've worked for years for this. And on the other hand, the man I'm about to marry is heartbroken and having a really, really, really hard time with this. So to make matters worse, the worst part about it is my fiance thinks I've already canceled the trip. I have not. I really don't know what to do, and I don't want to give up this opportunity that I've worked so hard for, but what's the right thing to do? Am I obligated? Am I awful? Is there a way to help him through this by not being here with him? I'd really just appreciate some,
sure,
some support, opinions, ideas.
All right, I want to talk about this conference for just one second to try to get a feel, yeah, of exactly how important it is. What are the ramifications if you don't go to the conference?
That's the thing. I think they would maybe understand, but it's more like, you know, prestigious. It's an honor. It's not something they give to everybody, you know. You know, while they would understand, I think it would set me back a little bit, and it would kind of put me at the bottom of the list. And obviously someone else would get an opportunity to do this and be, you know, in the inner circle and be with, you know, that upper echelon of employees. And it just feels like I've earned this, you know.
Go to the funeral. Like, especially how close your fiance was to his grandfather. Grief is so hard, and you need to be by his side. I understand wanting to go to the conference. Your employer should understand, and if they don't, I wouldn't even want to work for an employer that wouldn't understand, yeah, that my fiance's grandfather passed away, who he's incredibly close to, and I need to be by his side to support him. They should absolutely, totally understand that. Like, it down the road, you're not going to be sad that you missed the conference. You are going to regret not being at your fiance's grandfather's funeral.
So I was in a similar situation when my grandmother passed. My girlfriend at the time had a different obligation that she wanted to go to, and I thought I was doing the right thing by taking the pressure off of her and telling her to just go do what she had to do and I'd be fine. And I never brought it up. I think deep down when I said it, I was hoping that she would cancel it on her own, but she didn't. And I never held it against her because I gave her the option, yeah, and I never brought it up. But honestly, I don't think I ever looked at her the same or our relationship the same when I had to go through that situation by myself. I would go to the funeral.
What you think, Dan?
Yeah, your fiance, because you are, I'm assuming, committing to the rest of your lives together, your fiance's forever. This career might be temporary. And I really feel you hearing this, because I understand that it seems like, well, it's just, he should just get over the fact that I can't be there. And it would just be so much easier if he could just be okay with me not being there. But the reality is he clearly wants you there. And I think that's one of the downsides of being in a relationship, is you don't just get to to think of yourself anymore. You've got to take this other person and their feelings into consideration. So even though I know it's not the decision that I can tell that you want to make, it's the right one.
Yeah, it sucks, but this is going to set the tone for your relationship moving forward and how you guys support each other. Look at this as a test. It is the first test of your soon-to-be marriage where you're going to have to make a difficult choice for better or for worse. And I think you got to choose wisely on this one right out the gate. And I, as someone whose career is important to her, I know how much this is going to hurt you to pass it up, but it's a long-term investment.
Yeah, this is why you choose a life partner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for these really, really down times here, I want that person by my side to help me out through the darkest of times, and he's going through one of those right now. So I think we got a clean sweep here.
We do.
Wow. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Or as an option, you could Zoom yourself into the conference from the casket. Right around the casket. And you can do the presentation while you're at the funeral as another option.
We'll show how dedicated you are.
Because nobody here is providing any other options.
I actually thought you were going to go the opposite and go to the conference and ask her fiance to Zoom her into the funeral so she can be there virtually.
They can put you on the back screen of the church.
Either way. You got plenty of options now. It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.